So just in case you were thinking about potentially looking into real estate on Mars, a new report says you might want to think again. In the paper published in Nature Astronomy, researchers say the red planet is unlikely to be hospitable to terraforming or making it more Earth-like. Christopher Edwards is a co-author of the paper. He's an assistant professor of planetary science at Northern Arizona University. And Christopher, what are the biggest holdups in terms of being able to terraform Mars?
Yeah, the biggest holdups to be able to terraform Mars or to be able basically to convert it to a place where humans can live without the need of sort of spacesuits or large habitats, things like that, is really the inventory of volatiles on Mars. So we need, you know, on Earth, for example, if we were trying to make an atmosphere like Earth, we'd have nitrogen and oxygen and just a little bit of CO2, you know, in the parts per million quantity. Whereas on Mars, Mars's atmosphere is mostly CO2 right now. And so we looked at ways to basically add more atmosphere to Mars. And can you sort of total up the different volatile reservoirs on the surface of Mars? And then we also looked at, you know, how much CO2 has escaped over time with the new NASA MAVEN mission. And so basically we wanted to, you know, total up these inventories and see if there really was enough CO2 to actually make a difference. You know, and if you could, for example, with current technology, release that CO2 into the atmosphere, could you make it thick enough for humans to survive? Now, that's not saying, you know, with NASA that we don't have this long-term vision and roadmap of going to Mars and bringing humans there. It just means we're not going to turn it into a place that, you know, people can walk around without spacesuits, for example. So I think this result just adds another sort of sense of or dose of reality to the situation where, yeah, we're going to have to live in big habitats and things like that when we go to Mars. And I think, you know, NASA's looking in sort of 20 years to the future for that type of exploration.
Well, it seems like one of the biggest problems, and I think you referenced this with CO2, is that the atmosphere, the temperature just is not, it's not great for humans. It's too cold there, and it's not possible to make it warm enough for people to really live there, as you say, without spacesuits and without these big habitats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, right now it's even hard for our rovers to live on Mars. They have to have heaters on their batteries, and they take lots of care to really insulate these rovers when we send them to Mars. And so, yeah, it's a tough place to live.
Well, so do you think these results sort of change the focus for NASA and maybe for other agencies looking to do this, that instead of looking at Mars as a place that can be terraformed, maybe the new goal should be just let's build big habitats, and if people want to live there, they go there with the understanding that this is how life is going to have to work?
I think that's certainly what we're saying to first order. The interesting part, I would say, though, is that terraforming's been really this idea of sort of science fiction, right? And so most of the Mars scientists that I know, and when we presented this work at conferences, they were like, oh, yeah, of course, that's obviously the case. There's not enough CO2 on Mars. We're like, yes, thank you. And so, you know, basically, I think this actually doesn't derail any of NASA's plans. NASA was never planning, at least in the near term, to terraform Mars. And then humans going later, these humans were always going to live in, you know, habitats, much like actually the movie The Martian, right? So that sort of style of things is actually not that far off from NASA's plan to explore the surface of Mars, at least in the near term. And so we're just sort of adding this dose of reality, I think, to science fiction that says, you know, this is not an easy thing to do, right? When we're talking about humans modifying Earth, for example, with climate change, things like that, you know, we're adding tens to 100 parts per million CO2. On Mars, we're talking about having to add much, much, much more of that, up to almost a bar of CO2. That's at least the metric we used in this paper. And that's just a ton of material.
Are there technological advances that are coming along that might adjust the results of what you found? I mean, not necessarily, you know, the ability to emit more CO2, because I think a lot of people would say we don't need that here on Earth anyway. But are people working on things to try to make it so that Mars can be terraformed at some point, even if it's beyond that sort of 20-year time frame that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I think the short answer is no. We're not specifically developing technologies right now. I think all the focus in NASA and some of these private companies is sort of in building habitats that are robust. So this doesn't mean that you couldn't take CO2 out of the Martian air, pressurize it, and put it into or scrub it for CO2 and just grab oxygen out of it or something like that and put it into a habitat. That's totally reasonable to do. But yeah, the technology to do this, I think, is totally undefined. And on Earth, we've have other greenhouse gases that we know of. So methane is one. It's also even more efficient than CO2. And then you have other things like chlorofluorocarbons or CFCs, which you might remember, destroyed or made a big hole in the ozone around the South Pole. Those are also very efficient greenhouse gases. And we actually talk about in the paper that these types of things have been proposed in the past to help warm the Martian atmosphere. But I don't know about you. I don't think I'd want to live on a planet that had a CFC atmosphere. Actually, my personal opinion is that we should look at how we can reduce CO2 emissions on Earth because it's obviously causing a big problem. And so I think that's where a lot of our technology is focused or should be focused right now. And instead, when we talk about going to other planets, we employ sort of, I don't know if I should call them more traditional, but the more traditional view of space travel, which is, yeah, you have a suit and you have a habitat and we could still send humans to Mars and that would be really fantastic. But, we don't need to sort of pay attention to Mars as this sort of planet B, right? This plan B for Earth. We should instead concentrate on fixing Earth.
All right. That's Christopher Edwards, an assistant professor of planetary science at NAU. Christopher, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.